Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight, on this night that the Lord has made. Amen. We're grateful. We're so grateful to be here yet again in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We are so grateful for life, for health, for strength. Amen. We're just so grateful for yet another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. And we are indeed glad about it. Amen. Are you glad about it, people of God? Are you glad about this day? Amen. I just believe that you are. Amen. Truly, the Lord has done us well. We're grateful for all that he's done. Amen. We're grateful for, glory be to God, for how he has kept us. Amen. We're grateful for his promises unto us. They are yea and amen. And so we just thank the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God again, as we said, for just another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for your coming. Amen. We just bless the Lord for you. Amen. We just bless the Lord for you taking the time out just to come and be with us. Amen. Here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We got good news, people of God. We got good news. Amen. That Jesus yet saves, that he yet delivers. Amen. He yet heals. Glory be to God. He yet, amen, he's yet on the throne. And so we give God thanks and we give him praise for that. Amen. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the giver of life. And we just bless the Lord on tonight for all that he's done. Truly the Lord, again, the Lord has done us well. And so we are so very grateful for that. Amen. So very, very grateful for it on tonight. Amen. We want to ask you, people of God, on tonight, amen, Jesus, that even as you're coming in, if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come, amen, invite them to come and be a part of the tonight's broadcast, amen, Jesus, invite them to come, amen, just compel them to come and be a part, amen, glory be to God, compel them to come. Amen. Tell them, amen, that, listen, something good going on over here on the Prayer News Network. Let them know we got good news. Let them know that we have good news, amen, and we want them to come and share and be with us, amen, in this worship experience. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank you. Thank each and every one of you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for, amen, coming. Thank you for, amen, inviting someone to come, amen, and be with us, amen. We just bless the Lord. We want to thank God, amen, for in particular our international listeners. We do thank God for all of our listeners, amen, that are here in the state, north, south, east, and west, amen. But we want to just give a special shout out and a cue to our international listeners, amen. Those that are listening, we always want to just mention a couple, just a couple, amen, that are here with us. Amen. We want to thank God for on tonight. We want to thank God for Ukraine and Spain. Thank God tonight for New Zealand, for the Netherlands. We thank God tonight for Mexico, Madagascar. We thank you. Thank you for joining us. We thank God for Denmark and Germany and Italy, France, amen, Ireland, amen, for the UK. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For those that are listening in Brazil, those that are listening in Guatemala, thank you so much for joining us. Amen. Thank you for those that are, amen, in the British Virgin Islands. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for Bahamas, Cambodia, Canada, amen, India, South Korea, the Philippines, Jamaica. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for each and every one of you. And we just want to let you know that we recognize that you are listening. So we just want to always thank you. Thank you for joining us. Amen, Jesus, for joining us via radio. God bless you. We pray God's special blessings upon each and every one of you. Amen. And again, we thank you for coming out to listen with us. Amen. We thank God on tonight, amen, for all of our listeners, whether you're listening by radio, again, whether you're listening by Facebook, glory to God, whether you have dialed into, amen, the platform with us, we thank the Lord for you. Amen. We want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of this broadcast. It is absolutely free. We will certainly send you a copy after the broadcast, if you will. Send us a text message, we'll send you two numbers to text to, amen, that you can get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. So we'll give you those numbers right after the broadcast. So stick around so that you can get your number, so that you can get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight for our leaders, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus, truly. Amen. Listen, people of God, without our leaders there, we couldn't be where we are. Amen. We thank God that the Lord has given us leaders. Amen. Leaders and pastors and apostles and prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, after his own heart, amen, to lead us and guide us, amen, unto all truth and to all righteousness. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen, Jesus. Thank God for them, for putting a hunger and a thirst within us, amen, that we could seek after righteousness, that we could seek after the face of God. And so we bless the Lord for that, amen. It's all by God's divine design, amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. We glorify him on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for them. Amen. Thanking the Lord first and foremost for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's the head of this line. Amen. Glory to God. He is the author and the finisher of it. Amen. Glory to God. So for as long as, amen, the Lord would divinely set it to be so, we shall be here, amen, continuing to spread the good news of the gospel, amen, the liberating gospel, amen. Just want to thank the Lord on tonight for our chief apostle, Dr. S.B. James, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James. Thanking the Lord for him, his life, his legacy. Thanking the Lord on tonight, amen, for our senior apostle, amen, Jesus, the man of God, just amen, over in Trinidad. Amen. But we thank God for him. Amen, Jesus. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord for him. Amen. For the First Lady. Thanking the Lord on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory be to God for him and the First Lady. Amen. There in Gainesville. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For my pastor. Amen. Apostle D.G. Taylor. Glory be to God. Shepherd Mother Taylor. Amen. And thanking God on tonight, people of God, for all of your leaders. Thanking the Lord for your leaders, each and every one of them. Gloria Masa. Thanking the Lord for each and every one of them on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Thank you. We'd like to say thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your, amen, your well wishes, your words of encouragement. We just bless the Lord for you. We thank the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord for our advisors on tonight. Glory be to God, our PNN advisors, blessing the Lord, oh Bosha. Glory to God, blessing the Lord for each and every one of our advisors on tonight, amen, for them, amen, their place, for their stance, amen, Jesus, for them being with us, amen, extending a hand to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global, amen. So we bless the Lord for them. Now we are reaching 34 countries, 34 international countries, and we bless the Lord again for each of you. We bless the Lord, amen, for glory be to God, for just all that he's doing. People of God, it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and we thank God for all hands on deck, for each and everyone coming to be a part, amen, to show yourselves and give yourselves, amen, to this work, amen, Jesus, that it not go down, amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord, amen, again, for each and every one of you, people of God, no matter how you're listening, amen, no matter how you're participating, we just bless the Lord for you, amen. We bless the Lord. We thank God for you, amen. Continue to help us get the word out, amen. Continue to, glory be to God, send, amen, the recordings, amen, that you're able to get. Please send them out to someone, people of God, because you never know, amen, who needs them. You never know what life, amen, you are going to be saving, amen. You never know who needs that word on that broadcast on that night, amen. So we just want to be obedient to send it. Glory be to God. We want to always be obedient to send it. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you that are sending it. We do get our reports, and our reports indicate, amen, that people are listening. So when you send those broadcasts out, people of God, listen, someone is getting those broadcasts, and someone is listening. For your diligence to continue to be a blessing, continue to get the word out to the people, amen. Get the word out to the lost, amen, at any cost, amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight, amen. We thank God again for each and every one of you, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, amen. We know that churches are closing, amen, Jesus. A lot of churches are closing, amen, Jesus, because of the pandemic, amen, Jesus. And we just want to say, amen, if you hear of anyone that says, amen, that their churches are closing, et cetera, amen, please, ma'am, please, sir, let them know about the Prayer News Network Global. Let them know that we're here. Amen, Jesus. Let them know that they can join us. Let them know that we will be grateful, amen, for them to come and be a part. Amen. God bless you again, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for all that he's done. Thank God, amen, for how he has set this thing up. Amen, Jesus. And we are just following, amen, as the song says, where he lead us, we follow. Amen. And we are following his lead. Amen. Glory be to God. We are certainly following his lead in all things, people of God. And we're thanking God tonight, because we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. We've had some awesome speakers, some dynamic speakers to come. Amen. And the Lord has enabled us to capture those moments, as we say, those golden moments. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, that even after, amen, things lifted, amen, and people began to resume their regular schedules, amen, Jesus, the Lord has not left us without a word. Amen, Jesus. Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Yes, tell the Lord thank you. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. We again glorify him. Amen, Jesus. We would that you pull your hearts and your minds in. Glory be to God. Pull your hearts and your minds in, people of God. Amen, Jesus, as we prepare to go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God, your Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory to God. Let us exalt.
The recording has started.
Together. Glory to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory to God. Let us exalt his name together. Glory be to God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Come on, let's begin to give him thanks. Let's begin to give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Come on, let's begin to bless him on tonight. Glory to God, for he alone is worthy. He alone is worthy of the glory. He alone is worthy of the praises. He alone is worthy on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and let's bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and let's bless him tonight as only you can. Glory to God. Come on and bless him for what he's done for you, people of God. Come on and bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and magnify his name. Magnify his name. Make his name big. Make his name glorious on tonight. Glory to God, for he again, alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would help me bless him on tonight. I wish somebody would help me magnify him on tonight. I wish somebody, glory be to God, would come on into this praise and come on into this worship on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift your voices. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. Father, we glorify you. We bless your precious name. We bless you on tonight, oh God, for you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the praises. And we come on tonight, oh God, to just bless your name. Father, we come on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Giving you thanks. Giving you thanks, glory to God, for all that you've done. We're coming on tonight giving you thanks, glory be to God, for your keeping power. We thank you for how you kept us, oh God, all night long. Thank you for how you kept us all day long. Father, we thank you on tonight for how you kept our minds and how you kept our hearts, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for bringing us to this place at this time. Glory be to God. Collectively, we thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We come on tonight unified in our praises, unified, oh God, in our thanksgiving, unified, glory be to God, in this place, glory be to God, lifting up holy hands unto you, asking you on tonight, oh God, to have your way in us on tonight, have your way on this line on tonight, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Father. We're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to look upon us. Look upon us, your people. Look upon this line on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to forgive us of sin. Father, we're asking you to forgive us of iniquities on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory be to God, Father, to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us. Renew the spirit of truth within us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. The spirit of holiness, oh God, renew it within us on tonight, Father. For you said by your word to be holy, be ye holy, oh God, for you are holy, oh God, holy in your nature, holy in your essence on tonight. Father, make us and mold us on this night, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you, oh God, gloria mosa, we're asking you on tonight, hallelujah. We're asking you to look upon this line. We're asking you to look upon this people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you today to move by your spirit, move by your anointing, oh God. Hiya. Glory be to God. Move by your anointing in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you see the desires of your heart. You see, glory be to God. We're asking you to look upon the altars now. Look upon the altars of the heart of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you move now. Move upon all, glory to God. Father, we're asking you to move by your spirit. We're asking you, glory be to God. Hallelujah, to do it one more time. Father, do it for us again in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you this night. We're asking you to move in healing, oh God. We're asking you to move, oh glory to God, move higher, oh God, healing in the most high. Father, move on tonight. Father, move in healing. Glory be to God. Father, move in healing on tonight. We're asking that you would touch bodies on tonight. Touch the bodies all over the land in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that healeth. Hey, God, and you are the same and you change not. And we're asking you to move tonight. Move for your people. Glory to God. Father, touch your people on tonight. Now, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, we're asking that you would move, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, move upon the God. Move upon the organs of your people, causing the lineup on tonight. Father, we speak life on tonight. We speak life on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God. We're asking you to move tonight. Move upon the soul. Move upon the spirit of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to regulate on tonight. Regulate the minds. Regulate the minds of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, do it all. people on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to cause your blood to cover, cause your blood to shield on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your blood to be a covering on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God, bending the hand of the enemy, bending the very works of the enemy in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Draw nigh unto your people. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, on tonight, oh, gosh. Oh, God, oh, tonight. Father, move, glory to God. Move, oh, Bobosaba, in the name of Jesus. Move every hindrance on tonight. Remove every voice on tonight that would stand between us and thee. But, Father, we're asking you to move tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, we're asking you to save on tonight. Save your people. Save your people. Glory be, I say, God, in the name of Jesus. Save your people. Glory be to God. Father, save on tonight. Save to the utmost on tonight. Father, help us to get it right. Hey, Gloria Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus. Help your people. Oh, God, that none should perish, but that all should be saved. Father, all over the land, all over the land, all over the land. Father, we ask you tonight, show us ourselves. Show us, oh, God, not our neighbor. Oh, God, not our family, but show us ourselves. And help us to get it right, Father. Help us to get it right. Oh, God, in this time. Oh, God, in this time of labor and sorrow. Father, we're asking that you will continue to lead, God, and direct us, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to continue, sir. Oh, God, to lead, God, and direct us into all truth. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will save on tonight. Save to the utmost on tonight. Save your people tonight. Glory to God. Save from sin. Save from destruction on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Save on tonight. Glory to God. Penetrate the hearts of your people. Penetrate the minds of your people. Glory to God. Cause them to see. Oh, God, the signs of the time. Cause them to see on tonight, oh, God. Cause your love, oh, see her. Oh, God, cause them to see on tonight. Glory to God, that prophecies are being fulfilled. Cause them to see, glory to God, that we are in the back advent, that we're in the beginning of labor. And your people to see, oh, God, that they can run into you and that they can be saved. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your saving grace. Thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Teach us on tonight. Oh, God, teach us to number our days in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. We're thanking you for making ways on tonight for your people, making ways out of no way. We thank you on tonight. Father, we bless you on tonight. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We say, God, we glorify you on tonight, oh, God, and we bless your precious name. Father, we're asking now, oh, God, that you will move for your people. Move, oh, God, move upon the airways. Move upon the airways. Move in the Middle East. Move, oh, God, in the South. Move in the West, oh, God. Move in the Caribbean Islands, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Move for your people and show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty, mighty, able to deliver, able to save. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, glory to God for those that have come to this line, those that have come seeking answers. We thank you on tonight, Father, for providing the answer. Oh, God, causing your people to know, oh, God, that you are the way. You are the truth. You are the light. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you for you are the life. You are the life. Hey, God, and we bless your precious name on today. Father, we're asking you even now, Father, to cause your anointing to rest upon this mind, to rest upon this people in the precious name of Jesus. Do what you will. Do what you will on tonight. Do what you will. Do what you will on tonight, oh, God. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. Thank you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for moving by your anointing. Thank you for answers on tonight. Thank you for answers. Hey, glory to God. Thank you for answers on tonight. oh, God, that only you could give. And for this we give you thanks, and for this we give you praise. Father, let your anointing now rest upon us, your people. Cause it to rest upon us, oh, God. Open our ears that we would hear. Open our eyes that we would see. Open our hearts, oh, God, to understand what you would say unto us, your people. And, Father, we give you thanks, and, Father, we give you praise. We thank you for the turning around. Thank you for the turning around. Thank you for the turning around. Thank you, Grimosia. Hey, God, thank you for the turning around in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you are blessed tonight. Bless your speaker on tonight. Bless even on tonight, oh, God. Bless even so on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we do give you praise. Thank you on tonight, Father. Breathe upon your word. Breathe upon your, God, hallelujah. Breathe upon your word. Oh, God, cause it to go deep into our hearts, Father, that we might not sin against thee. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For this, we give you honor. We give you all of the glory in thy precious name, Jesus. This we do pray. Father, we ask that you hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Strengthening your people, oh God, in this hour, in thy precious name, Jesus. For this we give you thanks. For this we do give you praise. For this we give you all of the glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Every heart on tonight say amen. Hallelujah. Every heart on tonight say amen. 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 Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We do bless the Lord again. We bless him. We glorify him. Amen. Hallelujah. For he's God all by himself. And people of God, he don't need nobody else. Amen. He's our El Shaddai. Glory to God. He's all that we need. Hey, glory to God. He's all that we need. Amen. Everything, amen, is in him. Glory to God. Even as the scripture declares, our lives, our very lives are hid in him. Amen. But we can't get it alive. We got to die. We got to die to ourselves. We got to die to our desires. Amen, Jesus, that the will of the Lord would be done in us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. It's that the will of the Lord will be done. Amen, Jesus. As we die and crucify flesh, amen, Jesus, we find, amen, glory to God, we find our lives hid in Christ, and therefore we find ourselves doing those things, amen, that the Lord is well pleased in us, amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight, amen, we glorify him, amen, we bless him, glory be to God again, for he is the giver of life, amen, and we thank him, amen, Jesus, for the word of life that has been coming forth on this broadcast. Glory be to God, the word, the word, the word. Amen, Jesus. And this is day 505, 505, 505 days. Amen, Jesus, that we have been here on this broadcast. Amen. And the Lord has blessed us. The Lord has been blessing us. Has he not? Amen. He has been saving. He has been setting free. People have come to deliverance. Amen. Right here on this line. Amen. And they remain. Amen, Jesus. They remain in God. The Lord is doing a work in his people. Amen. And for this, people of God, we bless him. We bless him. We thank him. We praise him. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. Amen. For all that he has done in us. Because truly the Lord is doing a great work. He's already doing a great work in the midst of us. Amen. And we thank him. Amen. At least you think you're out there on your own. No, 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 no. Amen, Jesus. For the Lord has promised us that he'd never leave us, nor would he forsake us. Amen. Glory to God. He'd be with us always. And we thank him for his promises unto us. Amen. His promises, amen, in him is yea and amen. Amen. But we thank the Lord, people of God, again tonight. Amen. For all of our listeners, amen, wherever you are, we bless God for you. Thank you for coming. Amen. As we have stated before, amen, the Lord has brought some rich, rich word to this line. Amen. Richness of word. Amen. He has brought to this line. He has enabled us to capture, amen, some of this, amen, word that has come forth, amen. And we bless the Lord, amen, that we were able to capture it, amen, not knowing why Amen. But God knew all things. Listen, this is the Lord's doing. Amen, Jesus. We just following. He's leading. We're just following. Amen. Glory be to God. So never knew, amen, that it would be to this point that he would, amen, have this, amen, divinely set for us as people to be able to capture these broadcasts, amen, Jesus, and to bring them back. Amen. So tonight, we are so grateful. Glory be to God. Amen. To have with us, amen, a man of God. Amen, Jesus. Again, this is a rebroadcast. Amen. Coming out of Athens, Georgia. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. He is actually the brother of our co-host, Minister Emmanuel Holmes. Amen, Jesus. He is a man of God who loves the Lord. Amen. He's a preacher. Amen. Just like his brother. He's a preaching machine. Amen. And we thank the Lord, amen, that we were able to pull him in. Amen, that he was able to come and share, and we were able to capture, amen, what the Lord, amen, said. Amen. And listen, people of God, even on these rebroadcasts, amen, listen attentively, because you never know. You may have missed some things. Amen. Glory be to God. But God's word is instant. Amen. Whenever it's spoken, amen, glory be to God, the Lord has a purpose, and he has a plan for it. Amen. Because his word does not go out void. Amen. Never does his word go out void. Amen. But it accomplishes everything that he said it to. So we thank God for the word, amen, that's coming forth on tonight. Amen, Jesus, by the man of God. Amen, Jesus, pastor and elder Mark Holes. Amen, Jesus, out of True Holiness Temple, Church of God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Again, get your pen and your paper. Amen. Listen and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. You can push star six. Amen. Push star six and don't hit your phone.
God bless you. Can you hear me now?
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We give praise and honor to God. Amen. Who's the head of our life for his unspeakable gift of love. Amen. To each and every one of you on the line. Amen. To Evangelist Bradley, to the staff, the PNN Network staff, those that are working along with her. Amen. To our head officials. Amen. Our Northern District Overseer, President Pastor Jackson. Amen. Vice President, Southern District Overseer. Amen. Pastor Mother Marshall. Amen. To every one of you on the line. Amen. We praise God for his mercy, his love, and his grace towards us. Amen. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Amen. His compassion faileth not. Amen. It's God's mercy that we hear tonight on this line. And I believe I heard, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, I might not have it exactly right, but close. I believe it was 240-something days, amen, to the glory and honor of God. Amen. And we praise God for that. Amen. And we do honor you all, those that are working along with her. Amen. We honor you, esteem you very highly for your work's sake. Amen. Unto the Lord. Amen. And we're going to have a word of prayer before we go into the word. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we humbly thank you for this night. We thank you for these people. We thank you for every listening ear on the line. Thank you for this prayer network line. Lord God, we thank you for what you've done already down through the course of these 240-something days thus far. Lord God, we believe you for more in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even preparing your people to be ready when you come, those that are not ready, you're yet giving them, extending them the opportunity to come to get to know the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for your mighty acts. Thank you for your excellent greatness. Oh, Lord, we lift you up. We lift you up on high. You're worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And realize without you, we can do nothing. But, Lord, with you, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us, have you thrown away. Now, Lord, we pray you send your word this night, anoint us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm your vessel, your instrument. Use me for your will and your glory. I'm trusting and depending on you. Have the eternal way, and we'll glorify the name eternally. Anoint the ears of the hearers their hearts to help them to hear and receive your word in the name of Jesus. And we'll tell them thy marvelous works. We'll glorify thy name eternally. And we thank you. And we ask it of thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the eternal Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. If you would at this time, amen, notice in your Bibles, amen, St. John, amen, the book of St. John. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As was stated, amen. Thank God also, amen, for Minister Emmanuel. Amen. As he stated, amen, my, amen, natural brother. Amen. And fellow, amen, labor in the gospel, ministers working together in the gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's a blessing, amen, when you can work together in the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. And I'm glad about it. Amen. And I count it a privilege and an honor. Amen. And we praise God, amen, for, amen, his word this far. St. John, the 6th chapter. Those of you who have your Bibles, amen, we're going to begin reading. Amen. Amen. About the 60th verse. We're trying to cut it a little short. It's kind of lengthy in scripture, but we're going to try to cut it a little short. As my father used to say sometimes, go across the cornfield. Hallelujah. Amen. St. John, the 6th chapter, verse 60. Amen. Read, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? Amen. When Jesus murmured at it, he said unto them, doeth this offend you? Amen. Just to give a brief portion of background here. Amen. Jesus begins to talk. And after, amen, talking to the multitudes and so on and so forth, amen, at the Sea of Galilee, amen. And then he began to feed, amen, the, amen, 5,000 and so on and so forth, 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread, took up 12 baskets of fragments remaining, amen, and bring it up to where he began to minister, amen, even talking about the bread from heaven, amen. And he talked about the natural bread manner. Amen. And the comparison to the heavenly bread, amen, that only God can give. Amen. Those that eat of the natural bread, they died in the wilderness and so on and so forth. Amen. But God, amen, gives this, amen, manna from heaven, which we can live eternally, amen, with him. Amen. So here he begins to tell, amen, the disciples and whatnot, amen, except you eat of my, drink of my blood, amen, you have no life in you. Hallelujah. Amen. And he knew the people's hearts. Amen. He knew their thoughts afar off. Amen. And many of them, amen, began to, amen, be offended by it and began to, in other words, murmur within themselves and amongst themselves and so on and so forth. Amen. And they began to think that he was speaking of his natural flesh and, amen, his natural blood and all of that. If you back up, amen, verse 54 says, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Amen. As the living Father hath sent me, I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Amen. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna in the, amen, and are dead. Amen. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Talking about the bread of life. Amen. The word of God. Hallelujah. This is the bread, amen, that we can eat of and live forever. Amen. We compare, amen, we eat of the natural bread down here. We get hungry. We eat of this bread, food and stuff in the natural body. Amen. Well, after a while, a few hours later, 3 or 4 hours, guess what? Many times we're hungry again and ready to eat something else. Amen. But here, eating of the manna of the heavenly bread, amen, of the word of God, amen, it will cause us, amen, to not only be full and to remain full, but even give us eternal life. Amen. Verse 59 says, then these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Bring it up to the text, verse 60. Many therefore of his disciples, when when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Amen. We shouldn't be offended by the word of God. Amen. We are not supposed to get offended at God's spoken word. Amen. Sometimes folks get offended at the word of God. But if you find yourself getting offended with God's word, his word of truth, amen, it's time to go on bend the knees and pray and ask God to help you. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 62 says, amen. What? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. Jesus began to declare his word unto the disciples. Amen. Begin to share with them and begin to let them know. Amen. What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up. Amen. Where he was before, going back to glory, back to heaven, to ascend back with God. Amen. To take his place back on high. Amen. We understand. We know, amen, through the word of God, amen, that God prepared him a body. Amen. That he may come down and redeem mankind back unto the Father. Amen. And now that his time had come, he was going to be going back to glory, amen, ascending back up into the heavens to be sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, but if nothing, amen, it is the spirit of God that quickeneth, quickeneth meaning to make alive. Amen. Quicken. Amen. God is a quickening spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost and the power of God. Hallelujah. It's a quickening spirit. It'll make you alive. It'll bring to life. I'm reminded of the word of God in the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, where it declared in the word of God, it said, you have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. In other words, living a life of sin. We're dead while we yet live. Amen. But when Christ comes in, he'll quicken our mortal bodies. He'll make us alive. Amen. He brings and gives us life. I heard Jesus said in the word of God, St. John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, it said, the thief cometh not. Talking about the devil, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you may have it how? More abundantly. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory out there. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. It's the spirit of God. Amen. That brings and makes and gives life. Amen. This old flesh don't profit nothing. People are doing things. Amen. Trying. Amen. To profit with all through the way of the flesh. Amen. Doing this and that. Amen. But those things don't profit nothing. Amen. But the spirit of God. He said the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. God's word. Amen. It gives spirit and life. Verse 64 says, but there are some of you that believe not. That's the time that we're living in now. Many don't believe this word of God. Many don't believe the truth of God's word. But I got news for you. Amen. God hadn't changed his mind of what he's spoken in the word. What he's spoken in the word, it still stands. And it's going to stand forever. I heard Jesus say in the gospel writer, he said, before one jot or one tittle of my word way, he said, the heaven and earth shall pass away first. God's word is going to stand forever. God's word is going to stand when everything else failed. God's word won't fail. The Bible tells me, but there were some of you that believe not. I heard the Bible said in the book of Revelation, the 21st God ain't got it going out for nothing. It ain't going out for naught. But it's going to accomplish that he sent it. That which he pleased. Amen. The word of God. Amen. It's going to go through. It's going to reach its mark. The purpose intended that God has sent it. But it's in the fearful and the unbelieving. The abominable sorcerers. Murderers, liars, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone. If I were you, I would be a believer. If I were you, I would trust God's word. I heard the Bible said, Psalm 125 and 1, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells me here, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here. Amen. The Bible says in verse 64, but there are some of you that believe not. Amen. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not, and who should betray him. Because sometimes folks think, amen, in their heart, in their mind, amen, don't nobody know. I don't believe all that. I don't believe it's going to take all of that. I don't believe you got to do that. But let me tell you something. The Lord already knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. And as Jesus said here in the word of God, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. I encourage you, amen, don't betray the Lord. Amen, trust his word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all of thine heart, and thou shalt be saved. For the Bible tells me, verse 65 of the text, and he said, therefore I say unto you, that no man to me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Lord, the Bible says, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Began to ask the chosen 12, began to ask them a question, will you also go away? Because some left, are you going to turn and leave now? That's the time we're living in. Some are walking away from the faith. Some are relinquishing their faith. Some are throwing in the towel. And some see that. And they want a pattern after. But I encourage you, amen, don't copy because somebody else walk away. You abide in the ship, as Paul declared in the word of God. Except he, glory to God, hallelujah. Except he, abide in the ship. You cannot be saved. Can I get a witness? Abide in the word of God, in the ship, talking about the gospel ship, in God's will, in the will of Almighty God. Abide, dwell there, stay there, don't be moved, don't go nowhere, but keep your faith in God. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? Are you going to go away? Are you going to run off too? Let me tell you something. This ain't no time to be running away from the Lord, but rather run to him. This ain't the time, amen, to throw in the towel. This ain't the time, amen, to be giving up. We sing a song sometimes that this is not the time for giving up, but it's time for holding on. This is not the time for looking back, but it's time for being strong. Who knows if you give up now? Somebody else that started out in the race may give up too. But it's time for holding on. And that leads me to my topic here today. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. Stay with Jesus. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Stay with him. Amen. In a time like this, we sing a song. Amen. Sometime in service. And said, if I ever needed the Lord before, I sure do need him now. Amen. We all need the Lord more so now than ever before in the time and the day that we're living in. Blood running like white water. Amen. People are dying like flies. People are living life. Amen. Committing all kind of sins. All manner of whoredoms. All manner of evil. Amen. Thinking nothing of the word of God or the consequences of their sins. But I come to tell you tonight, if you live a life of sin, hey, there are consequences that's got to be paid. For I heard the Bible said, Romans 6 chapter and the 23rd verse, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, the pain for sin is death. You live in sin, and you die in sin. Your pay is going to be death, eternal damnation. Amen, eternal death. Can I get a witness here? The only way to escape, amen, that rod of death is by repentance, repenting of your sins. Come to the Lord with a broken heart. I heard the Bible said a broken heart and a contrite spirit. God would no wise despise thee. He's not going to cast you aside. He's not going to cast you off. You got to be godly sorrow for your wrongdoing. Repent of the sins that you committed against God. This is the time that we're living in. It's time to get right with God. It's time to repent. If you don't know the Lord, I encourage you to get to know the Lord. If you already know the Lord, I encourage you to stay with the Lord. Hallelujah. Stay with Jesus. Stay with the Lord. Don't be moved. Don't be carried away. Amen. Away from the faith. Amen. But stay with the Lord. Amen. Here in verse 67, he said, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Are you going to go away also? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Lord, where are we going to go? Peter realized he had nowhere else that he could go. He realized that they had nobody else that they could turn to. Amen. Nobody else that they could lean on. Hallelujah. So Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In other words, if you want eternal life, you got to stay with Jesus. If you want eternal life, you got to stay with the word of God. Amen. Now is the time, amen, to stay with God's word more so ever than before. We're living in a day and time, amen, that people, amen, don't trust the Lord, amen, as they should. But God allow this thing to happen. We look at it as a pandemic, amen, something COVID-19. Yes, it's real. Is the real thing. It's reality. But don't you allow your heart to become troubled and overtaken with the cares of this life. For Jesus said in the word of God, John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Amen. Yes, it's real. Yes, things are happening. Unfortunate situation. Amen. But God's got a way to get this world's attention. God's got a way of doing things beyond our comprehension. God's got a way to open their eyes, the lost, to get them to realize it's time to get right with the Lord. It's time to come to Jesus. I heard the songwriter say, come to Jesus just as you are. You may be weary, wounded and sad, but I found in him a sweet resting place, and he has made me glad. I'm glad today that one day I tried him. I came to Jesus just as I was. Glory to God. I was weary. I was wounded and sad. Amen. But I found in him a sweet has made me glad. Lord, I believe somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. You done tried and you done experienced and you've been with the Lord. Amen. And once you be with the Lord, once you have been with him, your life will never be the same again. Amen. You're going to know that you've been touched by the hand of God. Amen. No, here Simon answered. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In other words, we want eternal life. We ain't got nowhere else to go to. We ain't got nobody else to turn to if we still want eternal life. And that's what I'm telling you out there tonight. We got to stick with the word. We got to stay with Jesus if we want this eternal life. Many want eternal life, but they're not willing to do what it takes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Many want eternal life. I want to go back with the Lord. I want to be ready when he comes. I want to go to heaven. And that's all good and well. Amen. But not everybody is doing what it takes to go back with him, to go to heaven, to be ready when the Lord comes. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming back. Yes, he's coming back in an hour that we think not. He's coming back, as the Bible says, as a thief in the night. Thief. No, he's not a thief. But he's coming back as a thief in the night. Symbolizing, we don't know when the thief is going to come. Mm-hmm. And that's the same way it is with Christ. We don't know when Jesus is going to come. But just know this one thing. We do know he's coming. And that's the reason why, amen, God has this network online 240-something days making sacrifices, praying and crying out unto God, amen, and extending the arms of, amen, Christ unto the lost and dying world. Letting them know to come to Jesus. If you don't know him, get to know him. If you know him, be encouraged and stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's coming back. And the Bible says, believe and assure. And this is what Simon Peter began to respond when the Lord began to ask the disciples here. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Verse 68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and assure. Oh, I come to tell you tonight, I believe and I'm sure. And I believe I got some folks on this line tonight that have believed and are sure. In other words, there ain't no doubt in my mind. Amen. I doubt the Lord. Amen. My pastor, late Pastor Daniel, amen, used to sing a song coming on the radio broadcast. Amen. And said, I'm not doubting about the way. Walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. I come to tell you tonight, I'm not doubting about the way of holiness, about Christ, about the Lord, about Jesus, and his dying on the cross, and shed his blood for our sins. I'm not doubting about the Lord, said in his word, if we live right, heaven belongs to us. I'm not doubting about the truth of God's word. If you be ready, you can go back with the Lord when he comes back again. I'm not doubting. We have believed and assured that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, Lord, I know who you are. Amen. The songwriter said, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Many trying to know this one. Many trying to know that one. But I'm interested in knowing who Jesus is. And I'm glad I got to know him. I want to stay with him because I know him. He's a true friend. That's sticking closer than any brother. He's a comforter. He's a keeper. He's a provider. He's a protector. Whatever you need him to be, he'll be that and more. Glory to God. I'm going to have to get off here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Lord. Stay with Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Amen. Don't be moved away from the hope of this gospel. Stay with Jesus. I would encourage you, listeners, stay with Jesus. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Don't depart from the faith. Amen. Don't relinquish your faith that you have in God. Amen. Don't give up on God. Amen. No, everything may not always go the way that we desire. Everything not always going to go our way. But let me tell you something. That's where faith and trust comes in at, because we know that we can trust God. We can have faith in him. We know that he won't leave us. We know that he'll forsake us. We know he'll be with us even until the end of the world. And Peter said, we have believed, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ. Now, he's denoting a specific one here. Verse 69. And we believe and assure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. This is the true Christ. Amen. The Savior of the world. The Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm reminded of the word of God in the book of 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Amen. Verse 1. Amen. 1 Timothy 4 and 1. The Bible says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with an hot iron. For the Bible says, now the Spirit speaketh. I heard Jesus said in the word of God, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Amen. Many going to depart from the faith. Many are leaving the faith. But it's time to abide in the faith. It's time to stay with the Lord. Amen. They're giving heed to seducing spirits. They're letting folks seduce them. Amen. To giving up, seducing them to doing wrong, seducing them to committing sin, and all that in the other. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Satan got all kind of doctrines out here. Try to twist and mix and mess up everything. Amen. Contrary to the truth of God's word. Amen. But don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't depart from the faith. When you talk about depart, amen, you talk about to divide, depart, to go away from. The word depart, to leave, depart, even to die, depart, meaning to turn aside, depart, to deviate. Amen. Don't turn aside from the gospel truth. Amen. Don't let your faith die out. Don't depart from the faith. For I heard the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Amen. And it talked about, amen, having great recompense of reward. Amen. Don't relinquish your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it has great recompense of reward. Oh, glory to God. I know the enemy don't want me to get this out. Amen, but the word of God is going to go out. Amen. God's word will go out and accomplish that he sent it. Go with, stay with Jesus. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Stay with the Lord. I'm not going to try to worry you and hold you all night. Amen. Don't live a life of fear. Pastor, what does that got to do with anything about staying with Jesus? It's got a whole lot. Amen. Sometimes people run away and they stop in God because of fear. Sometimes they stop, amen, believing because of fear, because of the way things look and seem at the moment of time. But the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, the 1st chapter, verse, amen, 7. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Why? Fear, to be frightened, to be scared, to be made afraid. Fear, apprehensive of. Fear, the Bible tells me, has torment. Oh, glory to God. The Bible lets me know and declares in the word of God, he that feareth hath not been made perfect in love. Fear hath torment, but he gave us a spirit of power. Amen. The authority of God and his word, the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Power. To be powerful in God, not in ourselves, but in God. How do we do so? Through prayer, fasting, and through the word of Almighty God. He's given us the spirit of power. Amen. Possession of control. Amen. Authority and ability to produce an effect. Oh, enough. Now, through the power of the Holy Ghost, Acts 1 and 8, the Bible declared, and Jesus spoke in the word of God, and shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's the spirit that God has given us, a spirit of power. Oh, somebody ought to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. He's given us a sound mind. Amen. Power. And of love and of a sound mind. Of love. We know what love is, benevolent concern. Amen. To see the need and want to do something about it. Love to motivate you to help somebody else. Not just stuck on yourself. Amen. Not just all about you. Amen. Songwriter said it's not about us, but it's about Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's what God requires. Amen. Us to live our life as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Oh, glory to God. I heard the Bible declared in the word of God, Romans the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. That's the least that we can do. That's the least that we can do for the Lord, is live our lives and our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That's our reasonable service. And then it went on verse 2 and said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed to this world. Don't be in agreement with this world. Don't be in agreement with the things that the world is doing. Can I get a witness? Amen. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed means be changed. Amen. God will change you. He'll change your thought process. He'll change your attitude. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He'll change your attitude. He'll change your disposition. He'll change your outlook on life. He'll change the way that you think about people. He'll change your way that you walk and talk. He'll change the way that you live life unto the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Romans 12, chapter verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Amen. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Sound mind. Stable. Talking about stability. Undisturbed. I'm talking about stay with Jesus. This is all how we stay with Jesus. Amen. Can't be wishy-washy in your mind. One minute you want to serve the Lord, next minute you don't. One minute I want to praise God, next minute I don't. Because I'm going through a test of stone. Let me tell you, that's all the reason to praise him more. Amen. We sing a song. Amen. Our praise confuses the enemy. Amen. Let your praise be your weapon and confuse the enemy. Hallelujah. Sound mind, stable, undisturbed in your mind. Sober. Well, Pastor, I am sober. I ain't been drinking. Sober in your mind. You could be unsober in your thought process. Amen. But this is the way God would have us to be. This is the spirit that he's given us. He's given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Stay with Jesus. I'm going to try to close out now. Amen. But continue to look to the Lord. Amen. Walk with the Lord. Walk close with him. Amen. Let your faith continually reach out to God. Amen. It's time that we draw nigh unto God even the more. Amen. He will draw nigh unto you. Hallelujah. I encourage every one of you out there, Amen. Listen under the sound of my voice.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Coming through the man of God. Amen. Very encouraging, timely message. Amen. Telling us to stay with Jesus. Amen. That's the bottom line. If you expect to be saved, if you expect to get to heaven, if you expect to see the Lord's face in peace, you got to stay with him. And you got to stay with the word. Amen. Don't get with the changing word. But stay with the pure gospel. Stay with the truth. Amen. Stay there. Don't be moved. Amen. Neither be uprooted. Amen. But we praise God for the word. Amen. God letting us know tonight to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. And the song was in my heart. Amen. Saying everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Amen. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Amen. Tonight you can get to know the Lord. Amen. God, amen, is making a personal invitation. Amen. For you to come tonight. Amen. Why don't you come? Amen. Why don't you come on in the ark? Amen. Because it's going to rain. Amen. It's not going to rain water this time, but it's going to rain down fire. Amen. But God, amen, wants to save you from destruction. Amen. Will you surrender? Will you submit your life and your will to God tonight? Amen. God is calling you. Amen. I tell you, God is preparing his people, amen, for that great judgment day. Amen. Judgment day is coming. Amen. He's coming, ready or not. He's coming like a thief. Amen. And you got to be ready. Or don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let the Lord catch you off guard. Amen. But tonight, why don't you make up in your mind, amen, and set your house in order. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, our speaker tonight. Amen. And tonight, amen, we're going to offer the prayer of salvation. Amen. And at this time, amen, we have, amen, our speaker, Pastor Mark Holmes. Amen. We're going to ask him if he will push *6. Amen. Unmute. Amen. Come back to the platform. Amen. And offer the prayer of salvation to any that may be willing and ready to receive the Lord. Amen. After the prayer of salvation, we're going to ask, amen, if he will also do, amen, the special prayer request as well. Amen, following the prayer of salvation. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Mark Hogue. You can push *6 and unmute to offer prayer.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. And just before we pray, amen, the prayer of salvation, maybe there's someone on the line tonight, amen, that would like to take that bold step of faith after hearing the word of God. Amen. And maybe somebody that doesn't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, and you want to get to know him. You say, well, Pastor, what do I need to do? Amen. You must first confess. Confess that you're a sinner and you're willing to acknowledge your sins before the Lord. And you're willing to ask his forgiveness. Amen. And all you have to do, wherever you may be right now, amen, if you could humble yourself and just repeat after me, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I am a sinner, and I do acknowledge and openly confess all my sins and transgressions. I do hereby repent of all my sins, and I ask your forgiveness and mercy. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he died for my sins, and that God has raised him from the dead. And now, Lord, I ask you to come into my heart, to abide with me forever. I surrender my life to you. I'm yours. And by faith, I thank you for saving my soul. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we humbly thank you for this night. We thank you for this broadcast line. Lord God, we thank you for every listening ear on the line tonight. We thank you for your precious word, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look on this right now. Somebody that doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin. Father, we ask for mercy right now. Even as those have took that bold step of faith and have confessed their sins and their faults before thee, we ask for forgiveness tonight. In the name of Jesus, forgive them, oh God. Forgive them of their sins. Blot out their transgressions. Wash away iniquity, God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We're trusting. We're looking. We're leaning. And, Lord, we're depending on you to see us on through. Have your eternal way. Let thine will be done. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that your word that has gone forth this night, that it would take root into the hearts and the minds of thy people. Lord God, even to encourage those that know you to stay with you. In the name of Jesus. We know you're able to help us to redeem the time, to realize that time is running out and you're soon to come. We must be ready in order to go back with you. In the name of Jesus, we believe you right now, Father. Bind every work of darkness, every work of the adversary. Destroy the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, don't let him have any dominion over these thy people. Jesus, we know you're able, Father. Cover with your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hold us in the hollow of thine hand. Keep us in the center of your will. Not our will, God, but let thine will be done. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we know you're able, Father. Continue to bless this line. Bless the PNN network. Oh, God, Evangelist Bradley and all the advisors and the team as a whole. We lift them up before you right now as they endeavor to do thy will, oh, God. We pray you grant them strength in the name of Jesus. Lord, God, pave the way for them. Continue to have your eternal way. Let thine will be done. Let your purpose be fulfilled in its fullness and entirety. Let the sound go out across the corners of the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus, that somebody may say, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. Have your eternal way, God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We love you because you first loved us, and we realize without you we can do nothing. But, Lord, with you we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. Have your eternal way. Bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us and we shall be kept. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, most of all, help us to stay with the Lord. Help us to be ready when you come back for your church, for your people. Help us to be ready to go back with you. We thank you, Father. We thank you right now. Thank you for every listening here on the line tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for this network. We thank you for the way of salvation. We thank you, Father. Thank you for prayer going on. Somebody has a mind to pray. Somebody has a mind to lay before you, God, in the name of Jesus. And to make sacrifices, oh, Lord, that others might come to know you. We say thank you for them tonight. In the name of Jesus, we'll give thy name the praise. We'll glorify thy name eternally. And these and all blessings we ask of thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. We praise God for, amen, his word. Amen. Let us take the word of God in. Amen. Let us hear what thus saith the Lord. Jesus said in the word of God, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Amen. Be encouraged. Stay with Jesus. Amen. If you don't know him, now is the time to get to know him. While the blood is running warm in your veins, the acceptable day of salvation, acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Before it's too late. Amen. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. Offer, amen, prayer for prayer requests. Well, amen. Is there anybody out there on the line tonight, amen, that may have any special prayer requests? Amen. What we can touch and agree on with you in faith. Believe in God, amen, man, it shall be done according to his will, amen. Anybody has special prayer requests, amen, you may, amen, unmute yourself, press star 6, amen, come to the platform and give your request, amen, at this time. God bless you. Amen. Any special prayer requests? Amen. One thing about prayer, amen, doesn't hurt anyone. We all need prayer. Amen. We can make our requests and our supplications known unto God. Amen. And we're here to touch and agree with you in prayer. Believe in God to do what we ask him to do, even on your behalf for you. Will there be one tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Special prayer requests. Make your request known unto God. We can pray with you for you. Amen.
Amen, man of God. We don't see no one on the platform at this time.
Amen. All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
My name is Sister Betty, and I'm calling in a Christian prayer for Mahogany William and for Miranda Daniel. Mahogany has COVID.
Amen. Mahogany Williams. Amen. And what was the other name?
Miranda Daniels.
Thank you, ma'am. Amen. We will be praying for them. We believe God. We know that God is able. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the message tonight. This is Sister Jane. God bless you, man of God. And Evangelist Hope, Evangelist Bradley, Evangelist Bunn, and the PNN advisor, and everyone on the line. I call and ask you to agree with me. My grandson was tested positive today for the COVID. He had two other little siblings and his mom, and she's expecting. So I'm asking y'all for prayer. Touch and agree with me that God will intervene and put a shield of protection over the rest of the family. Amen. And that God will still be praying for guidance. Amen. Thank you all so much. God bless you.
Amen. God bless. We'll be praying for them and you all.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'd like to request prayer for Deacon Nehemiah Jackson of New Jersey.
Amen.
And also Elder Otis Smith and Gregory Smith of Tifton, Georgia. Special prayer for them. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We'll be praying for them and you all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Kevin Hubbard is scheduled to go back in the hospital for back surgery again.
Okay. Amen. We'll do. We'll be praying for him also.
Thank you. Bless you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We know prayer works. Prayer changes things.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Anybody else?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. Any more prayer requests?
Amen, man of God. We don't see no one else on the platform at this time.
Amen. Let us go, amen, to God in prayer, even on behalf of these prayer requests that have been made known to the Lord tonight. And we're going to touch it right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord God, we humbly thank you right now for these prayer requests that have been known before thee, O God. And Lord, we stand in the gap now, along with them, touching and agreeing, Lord God, that you would intercede in their behalf. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. Lord God, we ask you to look on Sister Betty right now. Oh, God, even her, those Mahogany Williams and Miranda Daniel, Father, we lift them up before you. And, oh, God, touch right now. Rebuke the COVID. In the name of Jesus, cast it out. Send it back to the pit. Satan, the Lord rebuke the blood of Jesus is against you. And Lord, with your stripes, they are healed. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. You said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, Lord, you are the Lord thy God that healeth thee. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. Look on, Sister Jamie, oh God. Look on the grandson, Father. We rebuke COVID again. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you made us to know all about us. There's nothing too hard for you. Mm-hmm. Our life is in your hands. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. Heal his body, make heavy with whole. Lord God, look on the grandchildren. Keep the family covered under your blood. Don't let it spread any further, God. We know you're able, God. In the name of Jesus, show up and show out, Lord. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong the more. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Deacon Nehemiah Jackson. Oh, God, Elder Otis Smith. Brother Kevin Hubbard. Lord God, we lift them up before you right now. In the name of Jesus. We know you as a miracle worker. We know you as a healer for both body and soul. And with your stripes, we are healed. We declare and decree. Healing over these folks in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I know you're able. You know the request. Some need you for one thing, Lord. Some need you for another. But whatever the need is, God, you're able to supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Our grace is sufficient for thee. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. Look on Deacon Nehemiah Jackson right now. Oh, God, Pastor Otis Smith, touch him, heal him, make everyone whole. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Brother Kevin Hubbard, scheduled to have the back surgery. Guide the doctor's hands. Give them what to do, how to do. In the name of Jesus. That everybody, God, that may glorify your name and give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. It all belongeth unto thee, God. We thank you. We declare it and decree it to be so. Right now, according to your word and according to thy will, thy will be done. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. With your stripes, we are healed. Have your eternal way. We touch and agree right now. In the name of Jesus. You said, where one or two are gathered together in thy name, touching and agreeing. You said, there you would be in the midst. And we believe you, Father. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we give you all the honor. And we give you all the thanks. And we count it done right now. We ask it of thee. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you, Father. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. God bless you, man. God, the line is yours.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. We don't pray. Hallelujah. We don't pray the prayer of faith. And we're going to unmute the phone right now. Amen. We want you to unmute your phone. And we want everybody just to open your mouth wide and give God a praise.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, thank him by faith. Come on and thank him by faith. Come on and thank him tonight. We count it done. We count it done. We count it done. And we count it done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, bless your name tonight. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you right now. We praise you right now. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you tonight, God. We count it done. In the name of Jesus, we count it done, huh? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, oh, glory to your name, glory, 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 hallelujah, Jesus, oh, glory to your name. We believe you, Lord. We believe you tonight, God. We believe you tonight, Lord. We believe your report tonight. We believe the report of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Your deliverance is in your praise. Your deliverance is in your praise. Open your mouth and praise them. Open your mouth and praise them. Open your mouth and praise them. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. God wants us to praise him. God wants us to praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your way through. Huh? Praise your way through, amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. We bless him tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's so much power in his name. Amen. All you got to do is open your mouth wide and shout out to God with the force of triumph. Glory be to God. Satan is already defeated. God is exalted. And Jesus is Lord. God is in control tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Amen. Stay with the Lord tonight. He got the plan. He got the master plan. Yeah. Amen. Follow the path of Jesus. Yeah. Amen. He won't lead you wrong. Glory be to God. We just praise God tonight. Amen. For the praise. Praise God for the victory, the shout of victory, that we are overcomers. Yeah. Amen. We are overcomers. Hallelujah. Through him that loved us. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I feel the spirit of praise tonight. I feel the spirit of praise in the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Your praise can turn your situation around. Your praise can heal your body. Your praise can make you whole tonight. Amen. But you got to praise him. Amen. We bless God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Coming through the man of God. The prayer coming through the man of God. Amen. We done prayed the prayer of faith. Amen. And we believe God. Amen. We count it done. Glory be to God. Amen. So we just thank God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. People, God, continue to trust God. Amen. And whatever you do, stay with the Lord. Amen. This is what God is telling us tonight. I know the road gets rough. The going gets tough. Even the hills are hard to climb. Amen. But we done started out. Amen. Now we got to finish. Finish our course. Amen. And we praise God tonight. Amen. Once again for the word of God coming through. Amen. The man of God, Pastor Mark Hoge. Amen. Out of Athens, Georgia, True Holiness Temple. Amen. Church of God. Amen. Amen. Not only, amen, pastor, but, amen, for stated, this is my natural brother. Amen. We're natural brothers. Amen. But we're fellow laborers in the gospel. Amen. Laboring and preaching, declaring Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. We're so honored to have him with us tonight. Amen. Back on our platform. We certainly enjoy the word of God. This was a very timely message. This is no time to walk away from the faith. This is no time to throw in the towel. Amen. And say, I quit. Amen. But this is a time, amen, for us to continue to hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. People of God, if you want a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you can text us. Amen. We have two numbers. Amen. You can text us to get a copy of tonight's message. Amen. The first number, amen, that you can text us will be 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're asking you to send us a text to receive a copy. Area code 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, another number that we have that you can text to receive a copy, amen, 678-608-7234. And to all of our radio, Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen, you can text us as well to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. And to all of our international listeners, amen, amen, all of our listeners, amen, out of the country, you also can text us by using WhatsApp, amen, by using WhatsApp. And text us also at 678-608-7234. And we will be, amen, so excited to send you a copy, amen, of the Word of God tonight, amen, entitled Stay With Jesus. Amen. This is what God wants from each of us to do tonight. He wants us to be encouraged. Hold your head up. Amen. Amen. And stay with the Lord. So we just praise God tonight, amen, once again for the man of God. Amen. We're so honored to have you with us once again. Amen. We thank you, amen, for, amen, making yourself available, amen, for the master's use. Amen. People of God, continue to seek the Lord. Those of you that are not saved, amen, we pray the, amen, the prayer, the repentant prayer, amen, to lead you to Christ. Amen. Now you don't take a full step. Now you got to continue that God will complete the work in your life. Amen. So we're praying for you. Amen. Know that we love you, but God loves you best. He died to save you. Amen. So at this time, amen, we want to ask the man of God, amen, we thank God for our visionary, amen, evangelist, amen, Bradley. Amen. Thank God, amen, for you, the work of your hands. And God has ordained this work for times such as this. And once you know, people, God, amen, God has us here, still here for a reason. Amen. And when everything else is starting to close back down again, did you hear what I said? I said when everything else is starting to close back down again, God still has the Prayer News Network, amen, going on, amen, for you. So you can have a place to still get, amen, the Word of God. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for this work. Amen. And we thank God for each one of you. Amen. At this time, amen, we're going to have the last stand. Amen. From our speaker, amen, Pastor Mark Holmes. Amen. That you have the last stand and the blessing of the line. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night, amen, at 9 p.m. Something great of the Lord. Amen. Until then, God loves you. We love you too. Amen. Last words in the blessing of the Lord. Amen. From Pastor Mark Hoges. God bless you, man of God. We love you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. For, amen. Everything has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. Thank God for the praises of God. Amen. Thank God for every listener on the line. Thank God for the visionary. Amen. The founder of the PNN Network. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We honor you very highly. We praise God for your work's sake and the team of advisors, all those that work along with you. Amen. As was stated, amen, my amen, blood, natural brother and fellow laborer in the gospel also. Amen. My brother, Minister Matthew, we praise God for you. We love you, and we love you all as a whole. Amen. Stay with Jesus, people of God. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Amen. No time to run off, no time to run out, but rather to run to him. Amen. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. Amen. We're going to ask the blessing of the line just before we dismiss. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you right now. We thank you for this Prayer News Network. We thank you for everyone that's listening on the line. We thank you for the visionary, the founder. We thank you for the team of advisors that work along with her. Lord God, we ask that you would bless them in the name of Jesus evermore. Bless this line evermore. Let your word continue to go out in the name of Jesus. Consecrate it the more in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Father, that your word can reach its target all across the world. And souls can be saved and come to you and to your glorious kingdom. Now, Lord, we thank you and we count it done as we're about to depart from this line, but never from thy presence, oh God. We pray you go with us and be with us and camp your angels all around about us. Shield and protect us. Don't let no evil come nigh our dwelling. We'll give thy name the praise, we'll glorify thy name eternally. And we thank you. And we ask it of thee in Jesus' holy and mighty name we pray. Amen. Now may the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Once again, we thank God for you. Amen. Lord, we appreciate you tonight. Amen. We definitely, certainly would love for you to come back, amen, to our platform again. Amen. Until then, people, God, this concludes our broadcast for the night. We already had our praise, but we just want you to think on the Lord. Amen. Rest in peace. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. He will come through. Amen. But stay with Jesus. Whatever you do, don't leave the Lord. Until tomorrow night, 9 p.m., amen. Blessings be upon you. We pray for you in Jesus' mighty name. Blessings. God bless you. Good night.
As it should be, amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.